the showbiz slot with Nathan Head.
Right, today I'm going to talk about a classical romantic horror, Carrie. The original film was released in 1976 and was based on the novel of the same name by Stephen King. It starred Sissy Spacek as Carrie White, Piper Laurie as her mother, Amy Irving as Sue Snell, William Catt as Tommy Ross, Betty Buckley as Miss Collins, the gym teacher, and John Travolta as Billy. Carrie White is a shy young girl who doesn't make friends easily. After her classmates taunt her about her horrified reaction to her totally unexpected first period, one of them, Sue Snell, takes pity on her and gets Tommy Ross, her boyfriend, to invite Carrie to the senior prom. Meanwhile, another girl who's been banned from the prom for her continued aggressive behaviour is not forgiving and plans a trick to embarrass Carrie in front of the whole school. What she doesn't realise is that Carrie is gifted, and you really don't want to get her angry. Carrie has telekinetic abilities and takes revenge on all of her classmates and teachers for abusing her over the years. At the final prom scene, just before the massacre starts, Katie Irving's I Never Dreamed is played during Carrie and Tommy Ross's dance.
Could it be that the lady is me in the photograph? I'm afraid, 'cause it feels too good and I want it too bad. It's just not true. Couldn't ask for any more than you, because you look at me as though I'm beautiful. Could it be that you want me? I never dreamed someone like you could want someone like me. I'm not sure, but the more that it's real, the more it's right. Pleasure's the same, it goes so fast. I'm the girl with the strawberry hair in the photograph. So come on, let's dance. Let me have it while I have the chance, 'cause there's another. Oh, the girl.
Right, believe it or not, Stephen King's novel Carrie officially found an extremely brief and legendary life as a musical stage play in 1988. With original music by Michael Gore and Dean Pitchford, and a script by Lawrence D. Cohen, who wrote the script for the original film. The show was produced by Frederick Kurt and the Royal Shakespeare Company, and in its first four-week run, beginning on February 13, 1988 in Stratford-upon-Avon, where it received mixed reviews. Directed by Terry Hands and choreographed by Debbie Allen, the cast include Broadway veteran and cabaret singer Barbara Cook, Charlotte D'Ambrose, Jean Anthony Ray, Darlene Love and Lindsay Hately in her stage debut as Carrie White. The show transferred to Broadway at an expense of $8 million. Hately, who ultimately won a Theatre World Award, and other members of the UK cast remained with the show, but Cook was replaced by Betty Buckley, who played the gym teacher Miss Collins in the original film.
You like this boy, Mama? Not like the others. He's so sweet and polite. He's nice, Mama. You'll like him. You'll see. Really, you will. Everyone isn't bad, Mama. Everything's not a sin.
Oh, how your father whispered in my ear. First the kiss and then the touch. Mixing lies with the truth, he would sigh and try to draw me near. Oh, he'd swear he cared so much. That's what the boys do.
They'll make promises, they will break your heart. Then they'll laugh at you, watching you fall apart. Don't you think that I know? Don't you think this has happened before? It's the smell of the blood that will drive them mad, chasing you like a horse. It's the very first time.
I'm afraid for your soul.
Mama, it's not a crime.
You'll be out of control.
Mommy, ask me to go.
You will turn that boy down.
It's too late to
no,
say no.
We'll move from this town.
It's too mean and fine.
You'll move to his place.
Oh, yes, my kind.
Men are all the same. Don't you know the game? Have you lost your mind? Can't you see Satan's passion has made you blind? And this boy's like the rest, and they're all like the serpents of
God.
You can beg all you want to, but I... smell of smoke and gin.
And you'll see.
And asked his eyes, and he took me and touched me. I tried.
God, Mama, have you heard one word that I've said?
And made your father see.
Sometimes I wish you were dead.
But the sinner never died.
The musical was sure to be a success, though it's now often considered to be the biggest Broadway flop of all time. However, the play has attained a level of notoriety unlike any other. There's a massive cult following, and it's heavily rumoured that an off-Broadway revival is in the works.
You're sending Cassie Wright.
It's Carrie White.
We're all sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie!
In 1999, a direct sequel to the 76 film was released, telling the story of Rachel, a social outcast whose only friend dies while at high school. With very similar situation to the first film, but in a 90s setting, The Rage, Carrie 2, brought back Amy Irving as Sue Snell, now grown up and working as the school counsellor. Rachel first comes to Sue's attention after her best friend commits suicide after being made a joke by the high school jocks in a girlfriend tally system. Rachel gets sent to Sue for counselling, and recognising her telekinetic abilities from she herself was in high school, Miss Snell goes to visit Rachel's demented mother, now locked up in Arkham Asylum, only to discover that Rachel and Carrie White share the same father. Rock group Rah provided the soundtrack, and the songs, just like the movie, contain clips and soundbites from the first film. Here's Crazy Little Voices from the original soundtrack album released in 1999.
Thank you.
In 2002, there was a remake of the first film. It started with the birth of Carrie as fire falls from the sky during the opening credits. The remake took more of the finer details from the book, such as showing young Carrie as a child being scolded for talking to a topless sunbathing neighbour. The ending was very different from previous incarnations, as they wanted to keep the story open to continue it into a television series, but nobody showed any interest and it was dropped. The first film is still a cult classic though, with the iconic scene of Carrie soaked in pig's blood in a prom dress walking through the flames. The original poster and trailers for the film asked you whether you dared take Carrie to the prom. To be honest, I would, but I'd leave as soon as I'd had some of the buffet because I've seen how it ends.